Blog Talk Radio.
Musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Thank you for listening. You heard that song, I Want My Hollywood Dream to Come True, Part 2, that I recorded or released this past year. It's out for you. And perhaps this is my last song I'm going to do with my good collaborator, David, so I wish him all the best. But anyway, there you have it. My music is out. I've released, especially the last 10 years, I released several videos and music on Vevo, and it's out for you to enjoy. I wanted to let you know I put a new video, and I showed my face. It's on my website. Dove Knight GoDaddies. You can go on Twitter, or you can go on Instagram and see my face. I got sunglasses, and I just say, I sing a song, and write a tune, sing a tune. Just having fun. I'm like in my own playpen, like a stage or whatever. So that's me. Sorry about that now. Because I release so many songs and so much, I know so much. I even designed my music videos. A lot of them. Not all of them, but a lot of them. I even designed my album covers, a lot of them. That it's, you know, I don't know. I have to continue to create, don't I? I'm a versatile person, you know. I've always been versatile. Listen, I just don't sing. I write. I play. You know, I just play my keyboard, you know. I wanted to make my dream come true. It's a different song than that one. It's like I play the keyboard, make songs. This is really what I wanted to do. This is where I came to Los Angeles when I was young. For that dream to come true. But now I'm you know, you could say I'm doing a podcast. A podcaster is a form of art. So I'm a podcaster. I'm a singer-songwriter. I design album covers. I design videos. And I sing, and I play instrument, and I love to act. I got movies where I act. Well, those movies didn't show my acting ability too much, but it was like having fun. You know, I was just improvising, as you say. That's what I do with my art, improvise. It wasn't no script. So if you see me acting kind of silly or off, because I don't think my acting skills are too straight, but I'm an actor as well. So you can see my album that came out. It is Dove Knight, Legacy and Beyond. Goodbye for now. It is there for you to enjoy, to buy Twitter. But no, you can buy Amazon. Go to Amazon and get it. It's for, you know, just a couple dollars for you to enjoy. You can go to iHeartRadio and you can go to, or you can go to Deezer, or you can listen to it there, or you can go to Spotify. Spotify is easy to get. So it's out professionally, and the videos are just so many videos. It's 12 videos on Vevo with the songs, most of the songs. Others I just recorded in the living room. It was no microphone. There was no equipment, you know, like a regular recording studio. It was just me playing the keyboard. Like, I do love you. And I do love you, I love, because it's about love. It could be about someone you want to marry, or someone you're close to, you know, forever. It's a dreamy song. It's really about falling in love, but also about just realizing that love is universal and love can last forever. It's raw. Maybe I should have recorded it, but it came from my head, you know, when I played the keyboard. Some people question, oh, my voice was not up to par like on some of my recordings. I like, my voice sounded good. You know, it's good. It's about the song, you know, versatile, and I sing good. Here it is, I Do Love You.
I really wanna be with you. You make my dreams come true. I really wanna hold you forever, and that's the truth. Don't you know, really do? Don't you know, really do? Don't you know? I really want to love you, that's why I want to marry you. You are the one for me, for eternity. Don't you know, really do? You know, really do?
Melody I made up on a keyboard, and I must just answer to some critics around me say I wrote it with somebody. No, I wrote that by myself, but I give credit to do with a lot of my songs on legs I wrote with other people or another person, and it's so spontaneous. Writing with another person, like with David, was very good because the song is fast. There's two ideas of how the song is going to be. So it's not just me, but I am part of, you know, the lyrics and the music and the producing. The producing part, just saying how the, what instrument's going to be used and how, what starts off first. And, you know, like I want my Hollywood dream to come true part two. You see the just drum beats. You know, that was the idea, you know, start the drum beats before the keyboard and the guitar and then the voice. You know, it's just ideals. So I'm going to be honest, you know, I wrote, being part of the songwriting side and the producing side is such, it's so fun and it's so, I enjoy creating. The problem was with it is not making enough money to create, because being an artist, you know, you know, I had to get a major label to give me that chance, and they didn't, you know, none of them gave me a chance. The little labels did. There was maybe one who, you know, a couple of majors, you know. But I still have that dream. Because if I had, was with a bigger label who could help me finance, create that music, then it'd be more ideas, great ideas to come out. But that's the problem, you know, being a Hollywood hopeful with that dream. And I don't want to be one of those people whose dreams were dashed or seen as over. And people say because of my age or my weight or because of my head or whatever, when I say head, I'm bald, or they think something wrong with me. I am fine mentally. Very hard to make that dream come true out here because there's so many people doing the same thing. But I believe that I can. I got to the major labels. But today was a bad day in going for that dream because I was supposed to go out and sing at a jam with event for aspiring artists, and I couldn't because of transportation, car. So I was telling people I was going to go out and sing, and then it was unexpected because I thought we were going to go. But it also revealed, you know, I'm going to keep that private, but other situations that I wasn't, I had to be aware of, you know, and, you know, how life it is. So I was very disappointed. But I had that happen before when I was in the bands and groups. We were supposed to go on stage and sing, and someone broke up, didn't want to participate. Yeah, they didn't want to participate in the jam. Oh, well, on stage. It was a performance. So that was very painful, too, because, you know, I was ready to sing, and then I looked to the left. He's here. I looked to the back. There's the drummer. And then I looked to the... No, I looked to the right. He's here. The bass. I looked to the left, and the guitarist didn't want to be there. But then there were other times where I was just on stage with somebody else, a duo, and they didn't want to perform. So it's so hard. I realize how hard it is to put a group together, because you have to be lucky to find the right group. Really, really lucky. Because you had to have something to hold them together, like some contract or something, because you put four independent guys together, they can go their separate ways unless they're either dedicated to be in a group for a reason to go to the next level, or they have a contract, you know. I was unlucky. So it was painful because so many bands broke up. So it was painful. Then my own self, being a solo artist, I was going to go and sing someplace, and COVID happened, you know. Or I decided, you know, I got angry or whatever, you know, things like that happen. But it's part of the dream because I wanted to be, you know, being an artist, you know, you do it on a recording, but I wanted to, like, go out periodically just to be credible as an artist. But then I realized I don't need to do that because I've done it so many times with honesty out there in West Hollywood and Hollywood and the Valley and Los Angeles, you know, all over. So I pay my dues, honestly. You read my books, you know. And also I play, you know, I do love you on podcasts too, where you can hear me sing and play. I sound just like the recording, you know. I don't have no microphone, you know. So I pay my dues. You can hear the record. You can hear me play on this podcast, you know, play the keyboard synthesizers and me singing, you know. Well, anyway. It's out there. You can hear it. You can hear it on SoundCloud, or you can hear it in my website. My website is Dovenight, DOVENIGHT, at GoDaddySites.com/listen. You can go there. Dovenight at GoDaddySites.com. So that is my website, so you can hear me playing on podcasts. It sounded like me. I was talking. I said, hey, you guys, you know, just talking real loud. Then I had to sit down and play. Well, anyway, it was fun to do. And, you know, writing songs is great, but also singing is great. And being an artist is great. That's what I came out here to do. But also, I'm an artist and versatile. I design out. If you're interested in me in other art, talents that I have, like design album covers or videos, because I'm a video director. Some people might design videos, album covers. Are you interested in my not just songs or anything else? Let me know. Maybe we can work out something. I'm versatile, and also I'm a podcaster because I love to talk. So Duff Knight, Legacy at Beyond. Goodbye for now. It's out. And thank you for liking my stuff, whoever likes my stuff out there, whoever heard it. If you haven't heard it, please keep an open mind and give it a listen to. Go on Amazon. Oh, my stuff is on Amazon. Yes, it is. But, you know, to those who don't, you know, I realize I have to continue. Believe, you know. to make the Hollywood dream come true. You know, it's about, you know, creating, because I've been a creator all my life since I was born. I was a visual artist drawing. I went from drawing to playing instruments. So that is exactly what I wanted to do. So this is why I'm in Los Angeles County, to be an artist and to make my dream come true. Be an artist and make my dream come true. Be an artist and make my dream come true. And I hope your dreams come true too, whatever your dream is. Because everybody has a dream, you know. My dream is to be an artist, and may it come true. And I hope whatever you do, may your dream come true. Because we all deserve to be happy on this planet, right? We don't deserve to be sad. You know, there's too much sadness in this world. So hope your dreams come true, make it come true, and make mine come true. Because we all deserve to be happy. Good day, good night from Dark Knight.